I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. No short. Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Today there are 2,090, and the number keeps growing, architects and engineers who have signed the petition on the website Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. They're demanding a new investigation into the events of 9/11 because they say the official story defies the laws of physics and that the evidence indicates, without a doubt, that it was controlled demolition that brought down the three World Trade Center towers. The Architects and Engineers, along with many other groups, started a campaign this past year called Rethink 9/11. They raised thousands of dollars to put up billboards in 9 cities, including Chicago, Toronto, Vancouver, Los Angeles, New York City, Dallas, San Francisco, San Diego, and London. In New York City, they had a billboard in Times Square for the month of September, and it read, "Did you know a third building fell on 9/11? And it gave the website rethink911.org, and then it had a photo of Building 7 in collapse mode. On 9/11/2013, on the 12th anniversary, they held an event in Times Square right under the billboard, and today you're going to hear some of the speeches from that day. You'll hear longtime 9/11 truth activist Les Jamison open the event, and he's followed by Richard Gage, the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And then he's followed by a journalist for INN World Reports, Tom Kiley. And I'll end the show after that with some news about our upcoming events. So let's get started with the speeches from Times Square on September 11, 2013, commemorating the 12th anniversary of the events of September 11, 2001. And this is all sponsored by the Rethink 9/11 campaign.
For all who we invite to Rethink 9/11, the time 520 has very special meaning. 520 is, of course, the time. There were a lot of sirens going on that day, even at 520 and beyond. That is the time, of course, a third building fell down that day in free fall speed. That's what Rethink911.org is all about. Now, today is a day of commemoration, a day of remembrance. 9/11, 2013. We are here to pay homage, remembrance to all the people who perished on that day, as well as all who perished since as a result of those cataclysmic events. We're also here to pay homage to a fellow activist and truth seeker by the name of Colonel Robert Bowman. I know many of you got to experience him up close, as well as us here in New York. As you know, he traveled the country calling for truth, calling for a high-level analysis of the events of 9/11, calling for investigation into the statements of Project for a New American Century. And as a high-level fighter pilot, he also called attention from an expert witness level to the absence of air defense that day. So we know that Colonel Bowman is with us in spirit, smiling, saying, "Fantastic, what an amazing event, what an amazing group of people here carrying the torch." Now, also I want to say hello to all the folks watching this through live stream. This is being live streamed and Occupy the Fed. And we thank all the videographers here doing that work, as well as the filming. This is phenomenal. By the way, I always do this, for those who don't know me, my name is Les Jamison, and what an amazing, exciting time. And we also celebrate this day for all of us as activists around the world. And also, absolutely, we commemorate the work of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So let's talk about the campaign. Why Rethink 9/11? Our world changed on that day. 2,744 lives lost in New York and counting. More than 1 million lives lost in Afghanistan and Iraq and counting. almost 7,000 U.S. troops lost in the war on terror and counting. A $4.5 trillion cost to you and me for the war on terror and counting. And also, a devastating effect on the first responders who we also pay homage to this day. Now, did you know that precious civil liberties were revoked by the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the NDAA? And today, Americans can be subject to search and seizure without a warrant, detained or imprisoned indefinitely, without charge, without evidence, without a lawyer, without a trial. We can even be tortured or assassinated merely for being accused of being associated with terrorism or the use of force. And here's the scariest part, folks. These terms are not defined, and it all goes back to what? 9/11. So yes, indeed, ignoring the World Trade Center evidence is no longer an option. And to further illuminate the purpose of this vital inquiry, so I have the great honor and privilege of introducing the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, the sponsor of the Rethink 9/11 campaign, who will address the implications of the question towering above us here in Times Square. Headed for this billboard. Yeah. Have no doubt, it is being seen widely. Of course, the statement or the question on this billboard, did you know a third tower fell on 9/11? The evidence may surprise you. Directing people to the website, rethink911.org. Now, Richard Gage, AIA, is a San Francisco-based architect and member of the American Institute of Architects with 20 years' experience in the construction of numerous fireproof, high-rise steel frame buildings. He founded Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth in 2006, and the group has grown to over 2,000 professionals demanding a new investigation of the destruction of the three World Trade Center high-rises. They want experts, they want science. We got experts and science. Richard has presented his multimedia talk, 9/11 Blueprint for Truth, at dozens of conferences in 28 countries to tens of thousands of people. He produced the documentary, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, featuring over 40 experts with testimony calling into question the official explanation of the tower collapses. Let's give a rousing New York welcome to Richard Gage, who's been going at it since 8 a.m. this morning.
Thank you very much. The effort that has gone into the series of stops that we have made throughout the city of New York today is the work of 100 volunteers. Raise your hand if you're one of those. Make it several hundred, okay? This is extraordinary. We started at St. Paul's Chapel, where we gathered and educated the tourists who were coming to learn about 9/11 and what really happened there. Well, at least we gave them a few surprises along their path. Then we proceeded to the City Hall, where we gave the educational materials to 51 city councilmen. After that, we went to Democracy Now! By Amy Goodman on 25th Street, where we served as a protest outside of her offices. Why? Because she will not touch the 9/11 truth. Well, we said, Amy Goodman, come and interview us. You have to touch the 9/11 truth. 9/11 started major wars. 9/11 lost our civil liberties. 9/11 destroyed our economy. If we tackle, as a nation, the problem of 9/11 and how it happened, then we can free our country from the tyranny of censorship, which we're seeing not only in our Congress, but in the mainstream media, which we have also visited after going to Democracy Now! NBC, ABC, CBS, CBC, and CNN all got the packages. The DVD, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, we delivered it to every one of them. Rachel Maddow, Chris Hayes, Chris Matthews, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Geraldo Rivera. We will be relentless. Why? Because the American people are beginning to demand a real investigation. In fact, a new national survey commissioned by Rethink 9/11, conducted last month by the polling firm YouGov, revealed that almost one in two Americans have doubts about the government's account of 9/11. 6 years ago, it was not like this. 6 years ago, how many of you were around in the streets before the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth came to assist you with the few architects and engineers we began to gather at the time, and had people saying, where are the architects and engineers? How many of you were there? All right, well, we're here now with 2,000 architects and engineers to back you up. In this poll, after viewing the collapse of Building 7, which you see towering above us, and ask, did you know a third tower came down? They say, no. We show them in the poll. Then they say, half of them at least, well, that's a controlled demolition. Duh. A child gets this. We've all seen controlled demolitions. At that point, 46% of them also want a real investigation. So you see, it's a matter of getting the evidence into the hands and the heads of the American people. That is all it takes, and you are all we need to do it. What are you going to tell them? You're going to tell them that this building, a 47-story skyscraper, on 9/11, after not being hit by an airplane, but having a few small scattered fires, drops freely, without resistance, straight down, uniformly, into its own footprint in under 7 seconds. This is a brick. I'm going to drop it. This is how fast Building 7 drops. 3, 2, 1, wait. Kevin McPadden, who was going to be here tonight, who was a first responder, was on site. What did he hear before that building came down? A countdown. He's hearing the radio in the hands of a Red Cross worker. 3, 2, 1. And then the building explodes, and we have dozens of first responders hearing this, and the building drops this fast. 3, 2, 1. No resistance. All 80 columns must have been removed instantly in order for that building to fall symmetrically at free fall acceleration straight down uniformly into its own footprint. Now, this is a problem. That means there were explosives set in the columns and beams in that building. That is the only possibility. Everybody who looks at this evidence in our DVD recognizes that that is the case. Now, the problem is that this necessarily implies that somebody got into the building surreptitiously to plant and place and in fact engineer those explosions. Guess what? Al-Qaeda probably did not have access to this building. It was one of the most highly secure buildings outside the Pentagon and the Twin Towers. It had the CIA in it, the IRS, the FBI, the Secret Service, Mayor Giuliani's Office of Emergency Management. This is a very secure building. So, who planted those explosives? Those are the questions. Who benefited? Who had access to the building? Who had access to the very high-tech nanothermite residue that is found throughout the World Trade Center dust? These are the questions that enterprising journalists and criminal investigators must have a pursuit for. It's extremely important. We're architects and engineers. We provide the evidence. Let's let criminal investigators do their job, and you can force them to do it to find out who is responsible. Until then, educate every architect, every engineer, every citizen, every elected representative and media representative that you can. You can email the ae911truth.org link to all of them. Our next speaker is Tom Kiely. Tom Kiely is an alternative media activist who co-founded INN World Report in 2001, an alternative daily news and information television program broadcast nationally on the Dish Network Satellite Systems Free Speech TV channel, which airs in Austin, Texas, and Oklahoma City, as well as on the World Wide Web. Located in New York, just a half mile directly north of the World Trade Center complex, INN has been tirelessly reporting on the truth about 9/11. As soon as the shock and awe wore off, and it was indeed shock and awe that we were all hit with on that morning, and that is the principal reason why most of us don't want to go back in our psychological space to address the implications of these controlled demolitions, which are very severe. Our worldview is often not capable of handling the cognitive dissonance proposed by the reality of the implications of these controlled demolitions. That's why we have 8 psychologists, experts not only in their field of psychology, but in 9/11 truth. On our DVD, it is the most extraordinary part. How many of you have heard the psychologists and think this is the best part of the DVD? It's very important for our outreach. In addition to the events, Tom had quite a personal experience, which he will relate with us, in the World Trade Center Twin Towers, because he worked there, including up until that morning. Tom addresses the question, did you know that the alternative media has grown in quantum leaps since 9/11? Please welcome Tom Kiely.
All right, Richard Gage has done a great and tireless job, and that's the kind of reason why we created our alternative media here in New York, to give people like Richard a voice across the country. So first thing, of course, on this anniversary of that terrible day, I'd just like to take a moment to think about the family members, co-workers that are no longer here today, servicemen and women, firefighters, first responders who are no longer here today, and just consider that, and the rest of the people in the world that were injured psychologically that day. So I think it's very important to keep that in mind. And I'd also like to talk not necessarily to the converted here. When INN first got started in 2001 with my partner Lenny Charles, who you'll be hearing from in a little bit, we took a look at we got involved because the corporate media wasn't doing its job way back then, right after the theft of the 2000 election. And unfortunately, the alternative media, such as it was at the time, wasn't doing its job either. And we determined the reason why the alternative media wasn't doing its job is because they were too busy preaching to the converted. So in that spirit, INN started, and we talk with everybody, no matter what side of the political spectrum that they're on. If they make sense, we talk with them. So in that spirit, I'd like to talk now to all of those friends and family members and brothers and sisters out there who are struggling with the truth about 9/11 and who are not part of the converted here, because there's plenty to talk about that is beyond dispute, that anybody, whether they believe the government's version of the story or not, have to agree on. All right? And for one thing, we don't need wars. We don't need Patriot Acts. We don't need military expenditures to defend ourselves from sneak attacks like Pearl Harbor or 9/11. Because we were already sold on that concept when we built the most powerful military in the history of the human race and paid for it over and over and over again. Okay? We have that already. We've always had that. It just didn't work that day. It didn't show up for work that day. Here in our fair city, these good police officers show up for work every day. What would happen if every bank in New York got robbed on the same day because they didn't show up for work? What would happen? So we already have what it takes to defend from 9/11 attacks. Condoleezza Rice said quite erroneously, who would have thunk it? Give me a break, Condoleezza. It was in the news years before that an attack was being planned with the airliners. Webster Tarpley has shown us where multiple military exercises were happening leading up to and on the day of 9/11 itself, practicing against commercial airliners being flown around as bombs. So we already had what it took to defend. The question is, why not? Who's paid that price? How would you like to totally screw up your job and still have your job? Not even get reprimanded, not even get demoted, not even get put in front of a firing squad, for crying out loud. Nobody, not a single person, okay? We already paid for it. We continue to pay for it. Now they say, you know what it's like? It's like, I live in New York. Security is a concern. What if I spent the money, my hard-earned money, to get the best security system on earth for my house, and it takes months, and I'm paying, and the contractors are there, and they're wiring everything up, and they've got cameras everywhere, and they got laser beams and everything else, and they're all done. And they say, Mr. Kiley, your house is secure. No one's going to get in your house. Here's the final check. Thank you. They walk away. The next night, my house gets broken into. And I say to them, what happened? I got the best. What happened? And they say, oh, we forgot to turn it on. Real good. So now they're going to solve my problem. They say, but don't worry, we'll fix it. We'll fix it. It'll never happen again. And they go back to work. And they come back to me and they say, it's all fixed now. We got it fixed. I said, what'd you do? We put a prison fence up around your neighborhood. We turned your neighborhood into a concentration camp. Nobody's going to be able to get in and out now. That's their solution. We had the best security system on planet Earth. It didn't show up for work that day. It did not work that day. And what's their solution? Not to make it work what we already have, but to take away our liberties and our freedoms and our rights and get into wars all around the world and cause the death of at least 1 million people who had nothing to do with it. All right, so we can all agree on that, whether you're in the converted here or not. So let's focus on common ground, what we can all talk about. We were starting INN at the time, as Richard said, 1/2 mile directly north of Ground Zero. I was working for a financial software company. Cantor Fitzgerald was one of our clients. I was going up to the 105th floor, 103rd floor every week. Last day I was up there was on September the 5th. So I know people that I work with that aren't here today right now. This, in fact, is a shirt I was wearing that day. Sorry, it probably fit a little better back then. But it was wet that day too because I got caught outside and I had to make my way into a building and clean out my mouth and my face. And I had to put water on this shirt and wrap it around my face to go back to work, to travel through the city. Shock and awe, but it doesn't make sense. So I wanted to share that with everyone, that let's find common ground with the people who haven't quite gotten there yet. The other thing I'd like to do is, I'd like to say congratulations to the American people, because the alternative media is making a difference. We just were told we have to go to war again because of chemical weapons and weapons of mass destruction, and the American people said no. We deserve a big round of applause for that. Could we depend on our politicians to protect us from that lie to go into war? No. Could we depend on the corporate media to protect us from that lie to go into war? No. Who told us about weapons of mass destruction the last time? Who were the cheerleaders? So that's what we're up against. And that's another point. When you hear people say, well, golly, you know, somebody would talk if it was an inside job. Really? How far do you think you're going to get with information about an inside job if you go to the corporate media? GE, big, huge defense contractor. Okay, we have whistleblowers that we've interviewed. There was a film just came out about TWA Flight 800. There is radar evidence now that the plane was struck by a missile. Where is that? That's man bite dog news, right? That should be front page news. Not. They can't get anywhere. 60 Minutes comes to visit these people, to talk with them, and then the story gets quashed. There's whistleblowers in the Department of Homeland Security. 60 Minutes spent 9 hours with them a year and a half ago. Big stories, don't make it. So anyway, like that. So in any case, welcome to our fair city. And thank you, Richard Gage, for doing what you're doing. And just keep on keeping on, because let's remember all of the good people out there that are not quite on the page yet. And we have to approach them with compassion and the truth and ask them questions like that. There's plenty that we can talk about that is not in dispute. Saddam Hussein, Muammar Gaddafi, what we're being told about the Assad family right now, they have the same amount of accountability as our leaders in Washington do on issue after issue after issue, like 9/11. Zero. Zero accountability, and it's our fault. No more unaccountability. It's up to us, and I think we did a great job as an American family to say no to this war in Syria. Let's keep it going. Thank you very much.
What Tom is saying is you have to go out there and be the media. How many of you are being the media yourself? That's because you have to distribute the truth because we're not finding it here in Times Square at CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, CBC, and all of the other three-letter abominations that call themselves truth in media.
And again, those were some of the speeches given at the Rethink 9/11 event in Times Square on the 12th anniversary on 9/11/2013. They were given under the billboard that read, "Did you know a third building fell on 9/11?" The Rethink campaign was able to raise more money, and these billboards aren't cheap, to keep the billboard there through the month of October. And then, with yet more donations, they posted a new billboard for the month of November across from the New York Times building that reads, "New York Times, where is your coverage of this?" And then there's a picture of the World Trade Center Building 7, and then they have something there about the 2,000-plus architects and engineers who are demanding a new investigation. The Rethink 9/11 campaign created quite a stir in Ottawa, so their new goal is to put billboards in Ottawa and Toronto for the month of December. If you're thinking that you'd like to help out the Rethink campaign, the website offers many ways to do that, including passing out literature weekly in New York City. A schedule can be found on the website. And if not you, then who? The corporate media is actually blocking this information from reaching the public. And the only way the public will know about it is through all of our efforts, yours and mine, together. And again, the website is rethink911.org. And now I want to tell you about some upcoming events. First, on this Friday, November 22nd, we'll be showing the recently updated version of the movie Dark Legacy that explores the JFK assassination and George W. Bush's connection to it. And then on Wednesday, December 4th, Peter Janney, author of the book Mary's Mosaic, will be speaking about the book and Mary Pinchot Meyer's connection to JFK and her murder 3 weeks after the Warren Commission report was released. Author Peter Janney will tell us about his experience knocking on the door of one of the accomplices to Mary's murder, and also about the court case that he's pursuing to get at the bottom of her murder and perhaps the murder of JFK. Both events will be at 7 p.m. in the Auerbach Auditorium in Hillier Hall on the campus of the University of Hartford. Again, that's 7 p.m. in the Auerbach Auditorium in Hillier Hall on the campus of the University of Hartford. Use parking lot B and follow the signs to the Auerbach Auditorium. And before ending the show today, I want to thank David Schoenfeld for his much-appreciated technical support in producing today's show. This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.